Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
It's the best bits of the week.
With Morgan.
Part 2.
She's breaking down the top 7 segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week.
What's up, everybody? Happy weekend. Another Saturday, another Best Bits is here. But before we dive into Part 2, Just the Bits, be sure to check out Part 1. This weekend, it's with Lunchbox. We talked about his trip to Chattanooga and my trip to Denver. Super fun stories and the vertigo that I've been experiencing lately and where we're at with that. And then, of course, some TV show recommendations because I've been binging and Lunchbox started a new show. And then in Part 3, we did some listener Q&As and some people want to know about a Lambo situation, if Lunchbox has gotten to drive one yet or buy one. I'm not exactly sure. And if he ever gets embarrassed doing bits out on the streets. So all that and more, Part 1, Part 3. So without making you guys hear me talk about why you should listen to those any further, we'll dive in to Just the Bits.
Woohoo!
We did a segment on the show this week called Is Amy Crazy? Now, I personally do not think she is, but she has brought a lot of theories to the show, like of warnings and different things that people have put out about scams. And she's always the one sharing them. So, you know, naturally everybody's like, oh, she's crazy. But she did have a new one to share about checking the toilet paper for a reason. So just add to the list of theories. Not only do we run them down, but you're going to hear this new one. And maybe some of these things have happened to you and Amy alerted you to it. And if so, maybe call and vouch for her because the guys were giving her a hard time. So here you go. These are Amy's list of theories she's brought to the show and the new one about toilet paper.
Number 7.
We've been doing this show for a long time, meaning we all came together. We're all super young. No, I was the only one that had any radio experience and I was just trying to hire people that I thought would be funny or would work cheap. Nobody's getting paid anything. And I also wanted to hang out with my friends. So we've been together for... Amy, how long have we been together?
Me, coming up on 18 years.
18 years. Mm-hmm. And I know you think to yourself, how? Amy, only 25. Same.
I know.
Kids do the darndest things, you know?
I'm about to turn 43, but...
So over those 18 years, every once in a while, Amy presents us with something like, if you hear a baby crying on your front porch, answer the door. Because it's a gang member.
It's
got a baby sound, and as soon as you open, they're going to jump you. Or another one was, if there's a baby on the side of the road, and it's all a lot of baby stuff. There's a baby on the side of the road in a car seat, don't pull over and help the baby because it's a gang.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. There's a lot of these over the years.
They blink the lights at you when you're driving.
They're going to shoot you. I've heard that one in other places. But yes. So she has one. We're going to do, is Amy crazy or is this for real? Amy, take it away.
I saw an Instagram reel saying that we should check toilet paper in public restrooms, especially if you're at a gas station and there's one of the little things that it's in. You have to take off the cover and look at it and see if there's any blood. Because what people will do is they'll inject themselves, you know, drugs in bathrooms like that. And that's how they clean their needle. Like, they can stick it into the toilet paper. It's an easy way. And when they pull it out, it's clean. And they just kind of stab it. And there will be little, like, blood things. Here's a clip.
You will see a bunch of tiny red blood splotches that is not from someone's bloody nose or a little accident. It's from someone cleaning their needles. Dirty needles, to be exact. And keep in mind, if you are using this toilet paper to clean yourself, all it takes is one tiny drop of blood to enter your system. You could easily contract a lifelong virus like HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C, and hepatitis B.
First of all, I'm gonna need a little more emotion, dude. You're reading from a script.
But what about that soundtrack?
And that he's like, you might get AIDS. I need, like, you might get AIDS. I need serious. And then, yeah, there's like, also, don't you always look at the toilet paper? When you pull it out, when you take it off?
No, because if it has a cover.
No, I'm saying when I pull it, if I'm like pulling it, I take it.
But that's the thing. You're not going to
then
see it.
Then I spit in it.
Oh, you spit in it?
Yeah, because.
Weird.
Interesting.
What? I don't go dry on dry.
What?
What on earth? You spit on your toilet paper?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Gotta have some. Yeah, because this is dry toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, dude. Talk about knowing someone for a long time and.
Heard.
You don't spit on your toilet paper?
No!
I don't know anybody who's ever spit on the toilet paper, but I do, because I have a butt injury. And so if I go.
So you spit on your toilet paper?
Yeah, it's like a baby wipe almost.
Why are you just saying this like it's casual?
Why wouldn't you just carry some wipes in your bag?
Because
you
have a bag. I don't always carry. I don't have. Well,
you
sometimes have a purse. I do have wipes. I do have like clean. But I can't use my antibacterial wipes for that. I injure my BH.
Right. You know.
And so it hurts bad. But if I go dry toilet paper on like a cut, it hurts.
Dude, what about like taking the toilet paper, getting it wet, and then bringing it in?
Because I'm already sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, but prepare. You know, like.
From you? You're going to tell me to prepare?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't spit on my toilet
paper.
I
really do like this. I roll it, I get it, I go.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, there you have it. I'm being vulnerable.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Now, this went from Amy being crazy to you being crazy.
You're crazy. So,
I'm not crazy. You guys have never had an injury there.
It doesn't matter. Does your doctor tell you spit on your...
No, I just figured that out on my own.
Oh, okay.
I was like MacGyver.
Hey, the next step's going to be like, if you see spit on toilet paper, don't use it.
I've never heard of this. I imagine maybe it's happened a time or two, and then, but I can't imagine that this is something that's happening in a lot of places. Also, look at my toilet paper, but I do spit in it.
Yeah, but you're not going to see it because the blood is on like the outside.
So you're not supposed to use the toilet paper?
It wouldn't be like this big blob of blood that you would notice.
No, I know,
like,
but when I pull my toilet paper, I look at it.
You're not understanding. It's on the roll. They stick the needles in the roll, and then when
blood's
they take the needle
like,
out,
I am understanding.
It.
I still look at the white toilet paper when I pull it off.
I know,
before
but it's
it goes
more on the outside. Like if
before I send it off to work,
but you,
I say
you
goodbye to it. Yes.
But you pull it out and hang it up and look at every detail of the toilet paper because sometimes
who has time for that?
Yeah, I'm asking him
check.
Because sometimes when you pull it out and you wad it up, you don't see what.
Also, I'm not
on
going to the bathroom in a lot of public places too. I'll be honest with you. That's, the toilet paper in public places is pretty hard. So even when you spit, doesn't really. It still feels like sandpaper.
I got my verdict.
I mean, you.
I got my verdict if Amy's crazy or not.
Well, the answer is yes.
I just got out crazy, though.
Yes. No, I have an injury.
Had. It's still injured.
Yeah, I said that like a week ago. It's like 15%.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's just like, it hurts. Mm.
So you spit on it.
The toilet paper, yeah. But,
yeah, we're just going to get you some wipes.
I have some. But everywhere I go, I don't always keep my bag with me either. Mm. Is Amy crazy? Yes.
Amy not crazy. Bones crazy.
Okay. I was a part of this, but okay. Lunchbox?
Amy 100% crazy.
Boom.
Bobby 110% crazy.
Boom. Don't disagree.
Listen,
but I don't judge a man until you've walked in his shoes or walked with his injured BH.
Okay.
I'm not saying that this story is for sure true, but hey.
Let's get NPR on this.
It could happen.
Oh, boy.
No.
Let's have them fact check it on Amy.
This is alleged. This guy reported it, not me.
It's a legend.
He's being forced to read that, too.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
All right. Let's
go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Easy Trivia went down this week, and this is the one you need to hear because somebody won. The championship has happened, and somebody now has the crown. I'm not going to say if they have it again or if somebody new got it. You just got to listen. So, Easy Trivia championship game.
Number 6.
We could have a new champion today. It's easy trivia time. You're playing for the golden tiara, which Lunchbox has. You're playing to 5. Amy 4. LB 4.
Woo! Whoa.
Wow.
Eddie 3. Morgan 2.
Oh.
It's the easiest trivia game ever. Good luck, everybody. The category is country band members. Nobody goes home first round.
Yep.
Hillary Scott's part of what group?
Lady A.
Correct.
I'm so good.
Eddie, Gary LaVox is part of what group?
Rascal Flatts.
Good.
The Rascal Flatts.
So good.
Oh, so good.
No, you're I'm so good.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
He just said I'm so good.
I just said I got that one right.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, my God.
Morgan, Kimberly Perry.
Oh, the band Perry.
Good.
I'm so good.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Amy, Karen Fairchild.
Oh, Little Big Town.
Good job. Now, if you do miss it, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned. Amy and Lunchbox, you're playing for the championship today.
This is tough.
Eddie and Morgan, you're playing to keep the game alive. I mean, we're almost 4 months into this championship round. The category is U.S. states. Amy, you're not first. Lunchbox is, sorry. Yeah. Lunchbox, what state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
You're so smart.
I think I would have got it, but California,
gosh.
Florida would have been.
Once I said Florida, I was like, oh, my God, it's California.
Eddie, what state's famous for its Hollywood entertainment industry?
Ooh, that's California.
Correct.
You're welcome.
Easy trivia. Morgan, what state's known for its potatoes?
Oh, Idaho.
Correct. Easy trivia. Amy, what state's known for its music scene in cities like Nashville and Memphis? State.
Oh, what state is it? Tennessee?
What state, yeah, good. Okay. It's easy, guys. Don't be confused when it's so easy.
Hey, no. Man, sometimes they're tricky.
It's so easy. Level up. The category is animals. Lunchbox, what's the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Correct. Eddie, what animal has the longest neck?
Giraffe.
Correct. Morgan, what's a group of fish called?
A school.
Correct. Amy, what's the largest mammal in the world?
Oh, every time. You know, we debate back and forth.
We don't debate. You debate, then you get it right or miss it.
I know.
The largest mammal in the world.
Did you say on land or
what's the largest mammal in the world?
Golly. The big whale.
Correct. Whale. Blue whale would have been accepted too.
Thank you.
Sports. Lunchbox. How many bases are on a baseball field?
Four.
I'll accept four. Home is a plate, not really a base.
Plate, man, yeah.
But I'm going to accept four because I don't want it to be a...
You don't say that?
No.
I know it's home plate.
But when you touch them all, you got
to
touch all the bases. So you had to touch
all the bases are one, two, and three, and then home plate. But it doesn't matter. Four, it's not a trick question.
Okay.
There are three bases. First base, second base, third base. There's no home base. You don't say that. You go to home or home plate. But we'll take four. No tricks here. Eddie, who's the only player on a soccer field that can touch the ball with their hands?
That's the goalie.
Correct. Morgan, what city did the Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox play?
Boston.
Correct. Amy, what sport do they play at Wimbledon in London?
Oh, tennis.
Correct. Good job. Categories foods. No one's been eliminated. Lunchbox, which ingredient is needed to make bread rise?
Flour.
Oof.
No, man.
You've been boned.
Little harder, but you know it.
Yeast,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
What'd you say?
I could hear Ray laughing all the way in the glass.
Oh, you could? Oh, without a mic on? You heard him through the wood door?
Yes.
Okay, that's a tough one.
That's a bummer.
That's a tough one. The orange is rich in which vitamin?
C.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of the Canadian meal that combines French fries and gravy?
Oh, I've had this. Okay, hold on. I need to think real quick before I speak.
It's not good when she starts making those noises.
No, I've had it. It's I don't know if I'm going to say it right. Poutine.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if I was going to pronounce that correct.
That's scary.
What is it called?
Poutine.
Poutine?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin C and poutine.
Well, did you know poutine? I didn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean.
But vitamin C's easy.
I asked you how many bases are on a thing, and then I didn't make you the trick question.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now.
I could have kicked you out with the bases. Well, there's only three bases, but I didn't. So let's all be happy we're here together. Amy?
Kumbaya.
What animal does calamari come from?
Squid.
Good. Kids' books. Eddie, you're up first. Lunchbox has been eliminated. What title characters had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day?
Huh? What? Say that again.
What title character has had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day?
What do you mean? It's the title character of a book, children's book, and he had a bad day? Harry. Harry had a bad day.
You've been boo.
You know it?
Yeah, Alexander.
Alexander's right, yeah.
I never heard of that.
Over to Morgan. Finish the title of this kid's book. The Lion, the Witch, and the Blank.
Wardrobe.
Correct. Eddie's now for sure eliminated.
Wow, Morgan, come on. You can do this.
Amy. In what kid's book can the doctor talk to animals?
This is a book or a movie? Dr. Doolittle.
Correct. We're down to two. U.S. history.
No.
Yeah, yeah, you got this.
If Amy wins, she's the new champ. If Morgan wins, we roll another week.
Come on, Morgan.
Morgan, who is the first woman vice president in the United States?
Kamala Harris.
I'll accept it.
Right?
Yeah, Kamala.
Kamala, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Amy, what country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
Correct. Good job. Both of you. Next one. Classic TV shows.
No.
Jed Clampett, Morgan, is the main character of what classic TV show? Jed Clampett.
Jed Clampett? What? I don't think I know Jed.
Jed Clampett.
Can you give me the year of this TV show?
Classic show.
Like the 80s. Jed Clampett. I don't know. Ah!
Need an answer, Morgan.
Yeah, I know. Family Matters.
Incorrect.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. Amy, if you win, you're the champion.
Okay. Oh.
In the classic TV show Knight Rider. Knight Rider, what was the talking car name?
Kit.
Correct. Winner.
What on earth?
Yes!
You're champion! Woo!
Good job, Amy.
Pass over the crown.
Pass over the crown. Wow.
Give it to her.
That's a good Kit answer, Amy. That's
How
good.
Did you know that, Amy?
That was even a bit before you.
Just sit down.
When was it Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, Beverly, yeah. I think a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Now that you've seen it.
Then one day he was shooting at
I
some
I think he's
crew.
Crowning me.
We're in the middle of a conversation here. Yellow card.
Oh, my.
Lunchbox,
oh,
you
my.
Keep the crown for one more week. Because she got a little sassy.
Wait, what? No, I said he's crowned.
Now she apologized, so now you get it back.
Okay, oh, thanks. Wow. What? Okay, back and forth.
he's crowning her, and there it is on her head. There's our champion. Wow. Wow, Amy, you are the champion. Great job.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Dierks Bentley stopped by the studio. He's my favorite mountain man. He's got such fun energy and really cool stories to share. And this week, he was talking about new music, the Hot Country Nights, and he even got a little vulnerable and admitted something that happened with one of his kids' school coaches. Yeah, something went down, and he was not proud of what happened, but he admitted it. And it's a great story that you're going to need to go hear. So here is Dierks Bentley in studio.
Number 5.
Hey, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. I noticed when I walked in, you're looking like you're hitting the gym maybe a little bit there. Looking preteen. Yeah. What are you?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the word thick. You're saying thick?
Yeah.
That's the word.
I weigh more than I've ever weighed.
But it looks like it's a little muscle.
I'm uncomfortable because I don't know if you're making fun.
No, I'm being serious.
I do know you well enough that you would make fun of me.
I'm my age, it's all about wellness and feeling good.
Yeah.
So I'm always talking, like my favorite thing, just to find out what people are doing. What are you doing to stay feeling good? What are you doing for
Do you think I look
I think you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you look
I will just accept that compliment. I struggle with compliments, and also I'm the heaviest I've ever been, and I have been lifting a lot.
I can
I'm
tell.
Struggling with it.
Good for you.
How are you doing? How's your wellness?
It's good. I played hockey this morning. I've been playing a lot of hockey this year, trying to just join my son plays a lot. So I'm like, well, it's something we can do together. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I was worried for a little while, but I'm actually a Pilates guy now.
Oh, no, my wife worked out with you guys.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was kind of embarrassed to come out of the closet on that one.
She said
it's a little thing, kind of weird thing to admit, but at my age, it's okay. I mix it with a lot of lifting myself as well.
I know, so I do Pilates too with her.
Yeah.
And she said you were pretty good at it.
Really?
Our wives know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, hey, saw Dierks. And
you know, yeah, everyone's kind of in and out and not really that talkative in there.
Yes, but it's weird.
It's good.
Machines are intimidating.
Yes, they are. I've got a lot of, just injuries and things over the years, falling off bar stools, falling off stages, mostly
a lot of falling,
alcohol like. Related. But yeah. Pilates been good. Pilates, hockey, lifting, doing some, rucksack stuff. So just trying to.
Some what?
Backpack.
That does not sound like what you said.
Rucksack. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard rough.
No.
Yeah.
It definitely did sound like that.
Yeah.
Rucking.
Yeah. Rucking. I know
that is called. Yeah.
Yes. I thought he said what you heard.
Get the B button. Get that button ready. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth my second cup of coffee.
I started stretching probably 3-4 months ago. First time I've ever stretched.
Stretching your rucksack?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever stretched with intention.
Yeah.
Meaning I've never been flexible. I couldn't get my fingers down.
I hate stretching.
Down below my shins.
I
but
hate
now
stretching.
I can go all the way down. It has made me so much healthier because I can everything is better just because I spend like 3 15-minute parts a day stretching.
It's hard to mentally do that for me. I get so bored.
That's why the
Pilates thing is good. But anyway,
it is boring. But to me, that's been the big thing.
Yeah,
you read any books?
Yeah, I'm reading. I'm reading some book of The House on the Hill right now. I'm trying to avoid too many. I've read so many like self help books, but I'm just trying to read whatever like easy stuff. There's reading Charlotte's Web again for the 100th time with my son Knox.
E.B. White.
That's right, man. Great writer. Book. Still good.
Yeah.
We're halfway through it. I forgot what happens to Wilbur. We're going to find out.
Hey, but, nobody knows. Don't spoil it, guys.
Right now, he's a tremendous pig.
Wilbur. I have been doing this thing where I don't know what a book is even about, but I'll go. As long as it's not like a romance.
Yeah. But, 50 Shades.
Because I tried that. I read the first one.
Yeah.
But not recently.
Got to 2 shades.
I got a few shades in. I was out. But I'll go, because I never, like you, I didn't read a lot of fiction because I felt like if I was reading, I just want to learn.
Yeah, you want to work on stuff. You're constantly trying
So I started to just, after I would finish a book that was nonfiction and self-help, that kind of thing, I would just go and download a fiction book and read it.
Yeah.
Yes, without knowing anything about it or good. I read the Chain Gang All-Stars.
I haven't read that.
Prison system where it's like a ultimate fighting, but they would make them fight each other, but it also teaches you about the prison system as you're reading.
It's a real book?
Yeah, it's it's awesome.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's fiction,
but you learn,
You learn, and then also it encourages you not to break the law.
Yeah.
You really don't want to get involved in prison.
Or if you do, you now know how to survive in prison? Like what you have to do?
Yeah, hold on to someone's pockets, what I do. Yeah. You're my new man, protect me, please. Midnight Library.
Oh, I know that book, yeah.
Have you read it?
I
finished it.
I think my wife, I think it's a lying around. I don't think I read that one.
Dude, it's
I
awesome.
May have. My memory is so bad.
It's fiction.
The years of Jaeger bombs have taken such a toll. I read The Guest recently.
Is that a
Yellow Face.
Is that a horror movie?
No, it's about a girl that's kind of just trying to find her way in in New York.
Mm.
Not horror.
You seem like a guy that would listen to a girl trying to make her way in upper
New
York.
Well, I didn't know I was getting into it. My wife read it. She couldn't put it down. So I'm like, all right, I gotta check it out. Mm. So it was good.
What to read? The Power of Now?
I've read that.
Yeah, I read that.
Eckhart Tolle, good book. And New Beginnings. I've read that one too.
Yeah.
I bumped into him one time in LA, in a hotel in LA. My wife's a huge Eckhart Tolle fan. And here he comes, this little guy, you know, he's got a little briefcase and a suit. I'm like, oh my God, it's him. Yeah. Eckhart. He's like, very quiet and stuff, you know, like, hey, and I was trying to be my wife, like, this is him. I'm like, can I take a picture? And she's like, no. I'm like, no, sorry, that's not really a very present moment, is it? Because he's all about being present.
He's in the now. No future, no past.
Being in the now. Yeah. No future, no past. No, but I was like, I can't.
Did you not ask him for a picture?
I asked for a picture, and then I immediately walked it back because my wife was so embarrassed. I'm like, sorry, dude, just namaste. And
wait, did he insist that you not take the picture?
No, he was down for it, but a little disappointed, I think. I saw him kind of go, you know, like.
It's a no picture was taken.
I didn't take a picture.
You did all that and got the no. At least if it's awkward.
But I've had time. I had a chance to go see Bruce Springsteen at the New York at the thing he did in Broadway, and I got to meet him. And I was like, not taking a picture. I'm gonna be the cool guy. I'm not gonna ask him for a photo. You know. Mm. And now I'm just like, why did I not?
I know.
Get a photo with the boss. But picture things are kind of hard to, you know, because I get people ask for pictures sometimes, and I'm always appreciative of it. But I'm also appreciative when somebody just wants to talk and not take one too. So. Yeah,
but hard. Once they ask you for a picture, your relationship will never with them go to a certain casual point.
No, especially when they're like, I want to get one. My mom's a big fan. Then they're off. They're off my list. Or like my grandma's a big fan.
Oh boy,
I'm like, dude, now you've got nothing. Just get away from me. Let's take the picture, and I don't want to talk to you ever again.
What?
I'm just kidding. They said their daughter's a big fan. I'm like, all right, let's work this.
Yeah, you can just say you're a big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
What hurts my feelings at times is they'll come up and go, listen, I have no idea who you are, but my sister's a huge fan. Can I get a picture with you? You don't have to say you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You can just say, can I get a picture? I'd be happy to, but you don't have to lead with, listen, I have no idea who you are, but my sister. Just be like, can I get a picture? Because then I'm like taking a picture and I'm like, I'm such a freaking loser.
I was up in South Bend last week for my son's hockey tournament, and some guy came up to me to take a picture, thought I was Chase Rice. And Chase always gets me.
Chase gets so upset.
He's like, I feel bad for Chase. He's 10 years younger, bigger, better looking, and he gets mistaken for me. Well, this is the first time in my life it's been flipped, and it was not one person, it was three people, the whole bar at this like Buffalo Wild Wings is like, oh my God, it's Chase Rice. So I'm like, yes, I am Chase
That's
Rice.
Funny.
I took pictures, and I have it. I sent him the photo of me. He's like, I want to get one too. So I got a photo of me with the guy and the staff and sent it to him. He sent a video back. He's just like, man, this makes my day. There's so many years I get mistaken.
That's
for some years
funny.
I got mistaken for you. But We're actually going on tour together this year, so it'll be a lot of a... We can maybe
then
swap
if
out.
If you get sick, you just have him go. Yeah.
Well,
change
what I'm
clothes.
Thinking is he could take... I could take the middle slot and be done by 9.
Absolutely.
He can take the headlining spot. The money's going to stay the same.
Absolutely.
I'm taking
yes.
headliner money, but yes, if I yes, get yes. the middle slot done... Be, you know, on the bus, you know, by 9 o'clock, chilling.
I feel like your fans would appreciate that, too, because I think that, well, I'm
that's
sure.
That's like
sure
the grandma thing. She just hit you with the grandma thing.
I'd sing his songs. He'd sing my songs. But my fans would be like, because we look alike, you know, so it'd be like a swap. But he'd go out there and sing all my songs. I'd sing his songs. My fans would be like, damn, Dirks looks good. He's younger. He's got the muscle. He looks like Bobby with the muscles. Like, wow, okay. It's a little like switcheroo idea.
I was thinking I would just like to go to
home
bed
earlier.
She
was confirming your grandma thing. Yes. I'm not going to say who. I have a whole story in my comedy special that I have coming out, but where a celebrity thought I was Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I was somewhere in a celebrity. Somebody who's famous comes up to me and goes, I'm a big fan. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I found out he thought I was Ryan Seacrest.
Wow. And did you play
along? I act like Ryan Christie. No,
you played along.
I've had to do that a few times.
Yeah.
Once I had a driver from Idol drive me back to the radio station because I had to work, and he thought I was Ryan Seacrest because I was coming from Idol. And he was like, Ryan, I'm a huge fan. And so I felt the need to tip him big because I didn't want a story to get back that Ryan was a bad tipper.
Right.
And so I gave the dude like $200.
Did you?
And then I told Ryan.
Bill Ryan for it?
No, but I was like, and he never gave me $200. I thought he would be like, here's $200.
Yeah, here's $300 for being a great guy.
I was like, dude, I covered
for the trouble.
You.
Here's $300 a little extra for all the trouble.
He was like, that's hilarious. And I was like, what about my money?
Yeah. No, I don't get. I've had a guy downtown. I was at Roberts one time, and he thought I was Blake Shelton, which is like that is such a bizarre. Like, you really don't watch a lot of TV, do you? Because definitely not Blake.
You ever get everybody else taking a picture with you? I don't know who you are, but I'm just gonna get a picture with you.
Absolutely.
I hate that. Hurts my feelings too.
Yeah, you must be somebody. Let's take a picture.
Anyone tell you look like Dierks Bentley?
Occasionally.
Or they come up to you and they go, because you're a very approachable and you live in real life. Like, you'll go to the store. Like, people could just see you out. You're not, you're a very real person.
I go to stores.
So I mean this as a compliment, where people, they may know it's you, but they don't want to bring it up and be like, they may be like, you look like somebody, and they want you to say it.
Right.
That's always awkward, because sometimes when you do say it, they're like, no.
Yeah, you look a lot like Bobby Bones. Oh, really?
Does anyone ever tell you look like Bobby Bones?
I was like, yeah.
You know who you look like? I always go, DiCaprio?
That's exactly what I have to try next time.
Russell Crowe. Anyway, well, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be here.
We have a reason that you're actually here.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about a bunch of stuff, but I'm a massive Tom Petty fan.
Yeah.
I've got my wife on Tom Petty now.
Yeah.
She kind of missed that.
Yeah.
I missed a lot of the early and even the Heartbreaker stuff. I listened to it later, but like Wildflowers, that record. But then I just consumed. Like, probably my most listened to artist, that or John Mayer.
It's amazing how you can stop making music right now and there's still so much stuff to discover. Like, I got into the Beatles really late. You know, it's like there's just so much stuff you can always dig through.
And you did American Girl. American Girl.
Yeah.
Why that one?
It's hard to pick one particular song. I'm a huge Petty fan, too. I actually discovered Petty, this made like, you know, your wife. I kind of came in through a back door through... Actually, the first time, I knew him growing up, you know, Don't Come Around Here No More, the video. I was actually old enough to be at MTV. Like, that was a big deal. Like, MTV was, and that video was so bizarre and weird. And who is Tom Petty? This guy is so cool. But really, his music, I became a big fan through bluegrass. The Del McCurry Band cut Long, Long Road, and it was just a killer song. It was a Tom Petty song. Wow, it kind of made me go back and, like, rediscover Tom Petty. This is, like, in the late 90s. And kind of came in through that avenue, which is kind of a weird way to get there. But in Marty Stewart, you know, he's got a great version of Running Down a Dream. It's just, there's a real connection between country music and Tom. And I've always been a huge fan. And this project came along. I jumped on this song. It's just one that I can sing, I feel like. And got a chance to be part of this project and kind of forgot about it. I put a lot of time into the track. I cut it with John Randall. We kind of want to make a little bluegrassy to touch upon like the way I discovered Tom, which was kind of through bluegrass music, and loved the track and kind of forgot about it. Then Scott and everyone over Big Machine came back and said they wanted to maybe make it a single. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Stapleton's on there and George Strait and Dolly Parton. I mean, it's like, okay, why me? I'm not sure, but I appreciate it. But I think the track turned out really great. I actually went back and sang it a second time because, I've listened to that song so many times, American Girl, it's been covered, and you listen to Tom sing it, and it's like, but when you have to listen to it to actually sing it yourself for a record, you really dig into the vocal delivery, and I think the second verse of that song is maybe the best vocal delivery by like any artist ever. His voice is so, there's just so much like heartbreak in his voice, talking with the girl and she's trying to get going, get on with her life and move past this guy. And he already has kind of a breaky voice to begin with, but then just the angst and the sorrow in his voice, like it really took me back listening to it. And I was like, I need to go back there and try to like match this, you know, not match it, but try to find that intensity.
You divorced your wife for the song?
I'm not a method actor. No. I'm not a method singer. Babe, I gotta, you know, I'm gonna have to go out there and, no. But I feel like I feel like my vocal matches what the guys were able to do on the track. I mean, it's just a bunch of great musicians playing on it. And we have a little, like I said, a little bit of a bluegrassy vibe to it mixed in with the rock guitars, and it just turned out great. And it's an honor that the Big Machine wanted to make it a single, and it works well for me. I mean, I'm getting ready to go back out on the road, and I have this another song to add to the arsenal. That's like a
already hit,
huge hit.
You got 22 number ones though. Like,
yeah,
you
but some number ones are bigger than others. You know it is. Some songs are number one, they don't really move the needle, and some are number ones. Some are number fives, and they're, you know, Chesney's. She thinks my tractor's sexy. I think that's like a top 20. You know, but one of the biggest songs he still has. So. This is nice. It's a gift for me. It really is. We've already been doing it in the live show, and it's like, boom. All right.
You know, whenever a pandemic hit, your friends that do the 90s country band.
Yes, the Hot Country Nights.
I always thought that was very unfortunate because they geared all the way up.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit.
It was geared up. We did Jimmy Kimmel. Which is amazing. We were going to do Jimmy Fallon, Good Morning America. The Hot Country Nights are going to be on Good Morning America. It was all teed up. And then I think the universe was like, we can't handle this. This is too much.
That's why the pandemic.
This is going to ruin country music. We have to shut this down. What can we do? Pandemic. Boom. It's over.
Do you still, when you go play shows, do you ever get a bit burnt out at the end of a tour? When does that hit? And how do you kind of readjust yourself so you have to re-remember why you're doing it and that it's still awesome?
Yeah. I mean,
you can get tired of
great
anything.
Question. Yeah. Absolutely. And I still love just walking on stage with the band and the guys. It's something about, we ride in the same bus together. I've had the same bus for 20 years. It's just me and the guys of the band, no oversight. My band guys are my best friends. And honestly, the nights is a big part of it. You know, at the end of every show, the nights come out. So it doesn't matter what we're doing. It could be a private show for somebody. I played for a bunch of like a Ferrari dealership thing the other day, and they're from Italy. It's like six people knew what we were doing. The other ones were kind of, you know, messing around the back room. We're playing for ourselves, and the Knights are getting ready to come out and pull bananas out of their pants and do all this crazy stuff that we do. And it's like, it's like, how much can you get away with at this point? But I love the tour. We put so much time into it. It's still fun being on stage, even with all the travel. So if that ever stopped, I would quit doing it. But it's just something about when I walk on stage, it doesn't matter how tired I am or what my head is. There's just like an electricity that comes up through the stage. I'm just excited to be there, nervous, scared, everything. And it's still that way. So I'll keep doing it for as long as it still feels like that. But
what about writing?
Writing's hard.
Do you have to like set a time to write?
Yeah, I just did a week of writing. I walk in there. It's like the A-team. It's like all-star fantasy camp for writers. You're writing with Ashley Gorley and Luke Dick, and I wrote with Stephen Wilson Jr. this week, who I'm a huge fan of, and Jim Beavers and these guys. And it's like, wow, this is unbelievable. I mean, I have to remind myself, like me 30 years ago would have been like, I can't believe I'm in this room. I'm writing with the best of the best. These guys are. So it's just a little bit of like, you know, just power of now and being like grateful for the moment you're in and kind of reset your. My daughter one time, I was taking my daughter to school one time, and I was like, man, I got to write songs today. And she goes, you got to or you get to? She was like eight. And I was like, wow. So sometimes I think about when did the get to turn into the got to? And I have to like kind of reset myself, be like, hey, dude, freaking writing songs today with like John Randall and these guys. Like, just you're lucky to be here. So it's all just like resetting your you know, the gratitude and everything everyone talks about and stuff. But writing is hard, especially with those guys, because they're so good. And you're just trying to hang in there for dear life. It'd be like trying to, as a hockey player, go and play with Connor McDavid. It's the same thing. It'd be like, you feel like an idiot.
How do you feel with your son playing hockey? Are you like a hockey crazy hockey dad or a healthy hockey dad?
I'm a pretty bad parent when it comes to this stuff. I had to apologize to a few school coaches and even headmasters, because you know, one time my daughter was in a volleyball game over at Ensworth. She didn't go there, but she was playing a game there, and halfway through the game she suddenly been put in, you know. And then like we're getting into the third quarter here, and like I don't know, the volleyball, the periods, quarters, what it is, but third, whatever, she still isn't in. I just got off the road. I'm wearing this big trucker hat, flip-flops, a pair of like board shorts, and I'm just not ready to really be released back into the wild yet, but here I am, and I'm just like, my girls, I'm so protective, and I'm like, what the? So I get up out of the bleachers, I'm flip-flopping across the hardwood floors all the way over to their side where the bench is, and I'm like, is she gonna get in today?
You confronted the coach.
What?
And the coach is like, well, you guys were late for the warm-ups. I'm like, she's not getting in? She's like, no. I'm like, let's go.
Oh,
so I pull my daughter. Now she's screaming. I'm trying to protect my daughter, but she's screaming at me. And we're walking back and from all the parents. The coach said something to me. I said something back to the coach. We walk off. My daughter's calling me, Dad, you're a psycho. We get in the car. She's crying the whole way home. I realize I just wasn't ready to be back, like, off the tour bus and back in, like, a real world situation. Oh, yeah. So emails and visitations and trying to just hat in hand back at the school. Like, I am sorry. I am an idiot. So I do get, like, I do, especially when my daughters are playing sports, I get this inner, like, soccer person, soccer dad that comes out that's kind of, I got to control it a little bit.
But. How did that not end up on the internet?
I know, right?
If I'd recorded it and posted it.
It was pretty bad.
I mean, but also, okay, so she wasn't going in because she was
well,
late?
I guess my daughter, first of all, the volleyball rules, you can't just sub in and out like you do a, you know, football or so. There's like certain rotational things I didn't realize till later on, and I guess they were supposed to be there. We got there like 5 minutes before the game, which I guess is a no-no. But
so you made her late, then you got mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Got
okay,
it. So
yeah.
That's a lot of you here.
Yeah. And my other daughter, the lacrosse game with like 36 seconds left one time, the coaches, there's like four girls that hadn't played yet, and they're like, oh, we got to get them in. And she told me that. She'd heard the coaches say, oh, we got to get them in. It was like seventh grade junior varsity. I'm like, this is JV lacrosse, seventh grade. The goal here should be to build the kids up, not like make them feel like they suck. Well, that got a long email from me, which I let 24 hours go by too. I told myself, give it 24 hours, breathe, and then I still sent it. And I wish I hadn't done that because the same coaches also coach stuff in the spring. And
so no win.
Wow.
But so you will never confuse you for someone who doesn't love their kids.
I suffer with them. I am all in on it. But yeah.
They're yelling at him all the way to the car. You're
I'm getting
psycho.
Worked up right now. Think about it. Yeah. but yelling what?
That you're psycho.
Oh, I'm definitely psycho. Oh, she yelled at me the whole time. You're just complete psycho. With hockey, my wife's terrible. Like, we'll travel to one of these hockey tournaments. The hockey thing is crazy. And she'll get there, and she can't even watch the game. She will go outside and walk around the building, so and nice. I have to give her updates of what's happening because she can't watch, you know, our son miss a pass, or just, like, it's just too much. So we're both pretty bad about it.
What also, what you mean, you're both extremely loving parents.
Yeah, we are.
It's hard. Parenting's tough. I mean, I've done some hard things in my life, and you know, all the sobriety and. All sorts of stuff, and man, parenting's just, it's like, to do it well, it's like it's a moving target. One day you're great at something, and then the next day they're a day older, and it's like, oh, well, now I gotta learn this skill. And now I have like a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and it's a whole nother level of stuff, but.
Yeah. Somebody gets a guy a nap.
Just more coffee, as I reach for my coffee.
So we just announced Petty Country. The whole album's out May 31st. You can pre-order it now. Dirk says the song that's out, American Girl, which we played and we're playing all morning long. You can see the Gravel and Gold Tour kicking off June 7th in Fort Worth, but it runs all back half of the year. Get tickets there at dirks.com.
Yeah.
And Chase Rice, Lee Bryce on some of those.
Randy Rogers Band, Stephen Wilson Jr. is coming out. This guy, Zach Top, who's like Tracy Lawrence Reborn. He's like amazing.
Traditional.
Yeah. He's hardcore.
Yeah. Well, good to see you, man.
Yeah, we're stoked about the Petty thing. I feel bad, Dolly, and Straight, if you're out there listening, you know, Stapleton, you guys put in a good effort, but it wasn't good enough for the Bobby Bones show.
Amen.
My Tom Petty song's the one that's the Scott Borchetta chose to go
it
with.
It is
so.
The single. That is
just
true.
The way it is. You guys can keep your little Grammys and those little, you know, weird things they give you at the CMA Awards. I'll just take, you know, I'll take radio.
Oh, yeah. So we had this on the list.
No yesterday. Need to bring it up.
Okay. Well, what? How many Grammys haven't won?
Well, you've made a list.
Oh.
Yeah.
16, I think, yeah.
Oh, I said 14. So
oh, yeah, 16, yeah.
Oh, wow.
17, they give you a free one, so. Just okay. Hopefully
it's
this
like a punch card?
Yeah, it's a punch card.
Every
it's
time
like
you
smoothie
lose,
king.
You get a punch
It's a Smoothie King punch card based for the Grammys. So once this Petty song, you know, gets
nominated and doesn't win.
Yeah, doesn't win. Hopefully it won't win, because then that'd be a problem. I want to get the punch card.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, he knows.
No, I know he knows, yeah. but I just wonder why you would go. Like, remember when we talked about what he didn't win?
No, it was.
I really just wonder what was happening in your mind right then. Honestly.
I think to be nominated is an honor, and he's been nominated
16 times.
So many times.
But you didn't say, hey, how about all those honors when you were nominated? You said, like, all those times you lost.
Okay, so even when you're nominated, you're forever a Grammy-nominated artist.
I have the little token they give you. It's not real metal. It's kind of like a paper mache, but it's painted gold, so it kind of feels
We all think you should have one.
Thank you.
Felt it was kind of an awkward time. We're wrapping up the conversation. Yeah. Cram that in there real quick.
Yeah, you know, see me at the door, you know, I'll be thinking about that. We actually watched, it was fun watching them from home, the girls. My girls were like, are unpaid Taylor Swift, like, minions. I mean, it's like, they are doing so much work on Taylor's behalf for free. She announced that new album she's got coming out, you know, and like, there they are, immediately on their devices, you know, promoting here, promoting there. And I don't know if you, Dad, you got to Google her name. So I Googled Taylor Swift. On Google, this little star starts coming up my homepage on my phone, and you hit the star and it gives it more something that makes it look like more people have Googled her name. My daughter, I think she did it 10,000 times. She pressed a little star to help out her friend Taylor. No, not me. They don't do anything. They don't watch my shows. We're on the road. They're in the bus. I'm like, hey, Dad's getting ready to go rock the show. You want to watch it? They're like, I think we'll just keep watching Moana here for a little longer. But no, they'll do anything for Taylor. So
funny. Well, good to see you, buddy. You look good.
Thanks.
You sound good. Thanks. I feel like you're good. Your song's good.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. Anything else good, Amy? Say something good. Could you just freaking
tell me something?
Yeah, no, we're so glad that you get to be here with us.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Did you say, I have to go be on the show? And your daughter said, you get to be on the show?
I get.
This is always a get to.
Thank you.
Always a get to.
All right, there he is.
The show, always a get to.
Derek Bentley, everybody. There he is.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Bobby has been struggling with sleep for years, and he's done all kinds of different things to try and figure out what's going on. But finally, he did a sleep study, and he shared all the details about it. He even put together a video of his experience there and what that was like for him. So he talked about it on the show in case anybody else is struggling or has been scared to go do a sleep study. Maybe it'll help you out, and maybe you can be on the path to getting better sleep soon. That felt like a commercial, but I promise you it wasn't. So here you go. This is Bobby talking about his sleep study.
Number 4.
I'm going to go over and talk to Summer, who is on the phone right now. Hey, Summer, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'm so glad you're talking about this because I haven't slept in probably 20 years.
Mm. Felt that.
I had the sleep test done, and they kept me up all night.
They kept you up all night? Wait, that's not a sleep test. That's a torture.
They kept me up all night so that I would sleep during the test. And this was probably 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely changed since the last 20 years. Now they let you go to sleep at night.
Mm. Okay. Well, and I don't think even then I was really asleep because once I'm up, I'm up.
Mm-hmm. Daytime sleep is different,
So I wonder how accurate those tests really are. I don't feel like I got any real answers from any of that.
Yeah, I would imagine because it was, I would say even 5 years ago with how technology does, not even this test, but in general with medicine, that there have been big advancements. And I thought this was going to be some, you go in and it's like lasers. No, they just tape a bunch of stuff to you. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I did a whole video of me and the sleep test. So I have been putting this off for like 2 years because I would sleep 3.5-4 hours a night, but I was also making room to sleep for a change, meaning I was trying hard every night, 12:30, 1 o'clock, boom, wide open, heart pounding. And I would wake up like stunned, like every time, not just at night. If I take a nap, anytime I wake up like this. So, okay. I get on the waiting list. I finally go in. I have my consultation. The doctor's like, there are a lot of things that this could be, but you're going to have to come to this room and sleep. So they didn't offer me the option to do it at home, but she goes, it's not as good at home. It's less weird, but it's not as good.
Well, if you did it at home, how does someone watch you?
Sit in the corner?
Do they come over?
I didn't think about that. No, they watch through the window. Don't be stupid. They watch through the window. It's like they just monitor. Yeah. I said, no, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it the most efficient way possible, even if it's uncomfortable. I'm gonna come up and sleep. And she said, okay, cool. So I made the appointment. Like 2 weeks later, I showed up. That 2 weeks was Saturday night. They only do them apparently on like Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. So I go up and they say, be here at 8 p.m. And I'm like, cool. It did feel weird, like I was going to spend a night at a friend's house if I never met the friend.
That is weird.
Yeah. And so I'm going and I pull into this parking lot and there's no cars. There's like one or two cars in this massive parking lot. And Am I even in the right place? So I get up and I go to the door and it says sleep and I can't get in. It's locked. So I'm like, did I come on the wrong night? There is a doorbell. Ding dong. Doorbell. She goes, oh, welcome. I guess they just don't want any Tom, Dick, and Harry jumping in the door being like, I want to go to sleep. So you go in and she talks you through it and she was awesome. Her name is Amanda and made me completely comfortable because that's not a comfortable situation where there are cameras over the bed watching you sleep. And I say, so what will you be able to see? She's like, well, everything. We're going to watch. And there's only like two other people. There's like three rooms total. Three of us are like sleeping. And
did y'all like have a
room? I didn't meet them.
No, it sounds about that.
No s'mores or anything.
That's good. Mm-mm.
And so she says, we can also hear you. So if anytime you need me, just go, hey, would you mind coming in? And I'm like, you're listening that closely? She goes, yeah, we have to listen. Because if whatever you're doing, we want to hear as well. They have monitors. And so there's cameras everywhere. And those, she's like, I'm going to come back. What time would you like to go to sleep? And I said, I don't know, 9:30? Because it was 8. And I had my phone, my computer and stuff. They don't mind. You can work. Do whatever you want. And so I'm working a little bit. And then she comes in. She goes, okay, you ready to go to sleep?
Oh, my, like she's tucking you in.
Well, she has to plug me up. So I sit down in a chair.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's all these. It's just like when you would see electrodes. People back in the day where they would tape like little circle tapey things with cords on them. Tape chest, tape legs, two on the legs. And you can see on my Instagram, I took videos of even the tapey things. Strap around the waist, strap around the chest. Goo that they're putting on your head and they're putting sensors onto your head.
God, that's weird.
And then they do a thing in your nose and... So,
how are you going to sleep with all this stuff?
Right?
You're all tangled up.
And then they do like a ponytail thing where they put it all in one like plastic case. And it's still tough because you have wires all over you. But she's like, look, it's uncomfortable. and it's difficult, but this is how we monitor everything. Because with me, apparently, they were a bit worried about a few things. It wasn't like they could just do a couple. So I had every contraption on. I'm like the one-man band where he's got the accordion, the cymbals. He's got the...
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. And so she says, 5:30 is when I'll come wake you up. But if for some reason you're not breathing and we think there's a version of sleep apnea that you could have, we're going to come in like 2 hours and wake you up and change out and put this like a... I always thought the sleep apnea mask was like a full face cover, like when you airplane drop.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like two little things that go into your nose.
Oh, like at the hospital?
Yeah, basically.
Or oxygen.
Yes. It's basically that. And so I'm like, all right. So I go to sleep fine. I read and then I fall asleep.
Were there clocks in there or anything?
I have a phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but do you have windows?
It's not torture.
There wasn't like any.
There's a private bathroom.
Blue light rules.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
The only thing they said was when you do go to sleep, put your phone like 6 or 7 feet away from the machine so it doesn't get any accidental signal.
How's the mattress? We talking king, queen?
No, I would say jack.
Twin?
I don't know, king, queen, jack.
Okay.
Like smaller than queen, but bigger than a twin.
Okay, nine and diamonds. Full. That's yeah. Full.
Yeah, full. That would be it. So I don't have trouble falling asleep. It's staying asleep. So I'm laying on my back and then I lay on my side and I'm just kind of in and out. And then I hear, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm like, what's up? She goes, you're not breathing.
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, I am. Look. And I'm half out of it. And so she takes this thing off my nose, puts the machine in. And it blows pretty hard to where if you just open your mouth, because it's blowing straight in your nose. It doesn't stop. It's just like in your nose. But if you open your mouth, it comes escaping out of your mouth.
Weird.
Like if you drink water, like milk, and it comes out your nose. It's because all that's kind of built the same. So this is nose that comes right out the mouth. She goes, you can't open your mouth or it's going to come out. So that'd put a chin strap on me.
What?
Because I would go to sleep and open my mouth.
Oh.
I didn't bring my tape. I would have put the tape on my mouth. But if you open your mouth, it doesn't work because it's just going and out your mouth. So chin strap on. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for like a football game or bicycle or ride or something. And I fall asleep for like 2.5-3 hours and I wake up and she's like, yeah, they don't let you know right then because you get up at 5:30 and I'm out of it. So you're just sleepy and it's not like they're going to go over all the results right then because you kind of don't know what planet you're on. And they're going to call me this week. But my guess is that I have a few different things because she said, hey, we put I forget what the machine's called.
CPAP.
That's it. CPAP. Yeah, something like that.
How do you know that?
She goes, we put that on you and it definitely helped your breathing. But there was something else happening too. So I don't really know what's going on.
So did they say that you may have to sleep with that every night? A lot of people do.
I want to.
Yeah.
It would be but it's not near as big and loud and I don't know. I felt like it was one of those masks like an airplane.
I wonder if back in the day that's what it was and it's just
because I'm looking at pictures of it now and it's not even that. Like it's like strapped to the head and it's a mask, but now it's like a little thing that just goes in the nose. So that was a deal. I don't know what's up, but they acted like that I had some stuff to work on and hopefully I'll sleep. And they say, man, once your sleep changes, your quality of life is going to be so much better. So I can't wait for that, if that's true.
Yeah.
Because I haven't like really had good sleep in years, like consistent good sleep. But I would tell you, I've been taping my mouth at night and it does help a little bit because it makes me breathe through my nose, which apparently I was getting the sleep apnea because my mouth was open. And I would stop breathing or my throat would like close up. But I drove home.
So all in all, so far, you're definitely glad you did.
I didn't have any cereal.
Oh, that's usually what you do in the morning.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm very happy that I did it because they'll give me my results hopefully sometime this week. Mm-hmm. It wasn't cheap. They were like, hey, I don't think my insurance covered it.
It doesn't sound cheap with all that stuff they use.
Well, they called and they said, hey, before you come. Because I guess I don't want anybody to sleep and get all the details. It cost me $850. Oh. So they're like, you need to pay the $850. And I was just like, hey, man, if it's unnegotiated, I was like,
I'll
give you $200.
Yeah.
They're like, huh?
There was no negotiation.
I'm sure they may have plans for people. You would think if you could solve this, your life can totally
That is
change.
What they say. So
you'd be a different human.
I hope that they're able to like give me something. No, I don't want medicine. I'll take it if I have to. I'm not anti-medicine, but I don't like to take medicine just generally if I don't really, really, really have to. But that was it. That was the story. And I went home, slept in the day, and then took a video. You can see the video of the whole thing up at Mr. Bobby Bones. It's bizarre. It's awesome. But it's like, so it still looks like this, like how they tape the wires to you is still so 20 years ago feeling.
Yeah.
Because you would think there would just be like something you could put under your tongue and it would give all the information.
Right.
What's up?
I was just thinking, when you were leaving in the morning, did you see your other sleep buddies? Or are they leaving the same time?
They're not my buddies.
Yeah.
Secondly, your roomies? No, I didn't see anything. No, I didn't see anything. So that's what it is. I'll give you guys the update whenever they give me the update. I appreciate that.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Fantasy draft went down this week. We drafted the best things about small towns, which was kind of a hard category because there's only so many things, but there's also a lot of things at the same time, and not being generic while being, you know, not enough generic is just a lot. So listen to the teams we picked and let us know your favorites, although the voting has already closed. And after you hear this, I'll tell you who won and who's out for the next draft.
Number three.
Here's the drafting category, the best things about small towns. Morgan goes first. We rolled the dice.
This is so hard.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Yeah, because I never lived in a small town.
Oh, then you're out of luck.
You lived in, you're right, you lived in a city, but there was it was a neighborhood-ish kind of thing.
Yeah, but...
But okay, I got you. Well, then you just maybe you just won't do good.
No, no, I'll probably dominate still because I'm good at everything.
Best thing about living in a small town. Morgan, did you live in a small town?
No, I wouldn't call Wichita a small town, but growing up there, it wasn't exactly a big town either.
Okay.
So I did have a little mix of both.
Go ahead. And what do you think the best thing is about a small town?
Okay. This is hard to have the number one pick of this because I just don't know where it's going to go. But I'm gonna go with this one because I feel like it's accurate. Everything is cheap. Like, drinks don't cost $15. You don't have to buy crazy.
No, we didn't
guests.
Say go back 30 years. We said small town now.
No, it is small town now. Like, you go to a dive bar now, it's going to be like $4 for a drink. Okay. You can get fries for $2.
So cheap drinks at the bar.
It's cheap. Everything's
Wait,
cheap.
What bar?
Why are you guys going to bars and cities then? Drive out to the town.
That'd be nice.
Then you got to drive back.
All right, Raymundo, you're from a small town?
Yeah, this is simple. I'm in a small town right now. None of you guys are.
Yeah.
Give me no traffic.
That's
I can get from one end to the other.
Pick.
That's
no
one.
I think it's a good one. I'm going to go. Best things about small towns, the church community. There are a couple churches in every small town, and they're rivals, but still, everybody's pretty close. And you go to one of the two churches for the most part, and you're all pretty tight because of it. So I'm going to go small town church community.
Yeah, but if you don't go, everyone knows.
That's true. Yeah, they're all up in your biz.
Bobby hasn't been to church
everybody,
in 3 weeks.
Or am I going to Harvey's Chapel across the street?
Oh.
You don't even know that. Instead of Mountain Pine Baptist. Lunchbox.
Man.
Amy's out, by the way, because she finished last. The last game.
This is tough, man.
Correct.
Best things about a small town.
Oh, man. Best thing about a small town. No violent crime. So much safer.
Okay, less crime?
Less crime.
Okay.
That's
like
good.
That. That's good. Eddie?
Easy, man. What do you do in the country with the boys? Bonfire parties. Just make a big fire and let's have a party.
Build parties?
Yeah.
What do you want your official answer to be?
Bonfire parties.
Bonfire parties. Yes. We would never call them that in a small town, but
never. Never.
You don't know, man.
You could call them a pasture party.
I grew up Mount Pine, Arkansas.
No, Lunchbox.
That was going to be on mine, but
you
I didn't
call
know
it a field party. But no, you have bonfire party.
Bonfire party.
I like it. And it's like pyrotechnic good time.
Because the big fire is the cool thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so now we're going to go backward. That's round one.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, Eddie, with your party, the best thing about a small town
That's
is...
what I was thinking about, though, was party. I didn't know.
It's easy, man. Driving down that dirt road.
Dirt roads. All right. That's a good one.
I mean, that's where I drank my first beer.
Is that where you... Jesus.
That's where I found Jesus.
I knew it.
Yep.
Lunchbox? That's why I picked church community.
Why?
It's where I drank my first... I didn't drink the beer, but that's where I found Jesus.
What do you got, Lunch?
Trying to think, man.
He actually Googled what's cool to do in a small town.
Yeah. Guys, nature is at your fingertips. Nature.
That was
the access to nature.
I saw it.
You saw that same article?
Sometimes. If you're a country small town.
Where else is a small town?
Maybe
where else
like
is
a small hunting.
Town? Yeah, like hunting, nature, fishing, everything.
Nature.
Hunting,
nature,
fishing, good. And everything.
And I think that's probably pretty accurate with most of
them. Yeah, if there's a pond. Yeah, maybe there's no pond.
Small town, he puts nature. Okay,
I put hunting, fishing, every day.
No, you didn't put that.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the lyric. I couldn't think of the lyric. There you go.
Okay, okay.
But you said nature, so nature.
Nature with hunting and fishing at your fingertips.
I'm putting Friday Night Lights, high school football.
That's really good.
Good one.
It's a massive deal.
That is good.
Really good.
Everybody comes out for it. High school football, Friday Night Lights, that's it. That's what's happening in town.
Someone lives in a small town.
That was not in the article. That's a good one.
What'd you say?
That one wasn't in the article.
I didn't read an article.
I know.
Lunchbox's article.
Oh, I know. If I Google an article, you guys have probably Googled it too.
Yeah.
So I don't Google articles. All right. Next up, Raymundo.
Shoot guns.
Okay. At?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything.
Shooting guns.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of guns? Just kidding.
Registered? Morgan.
I don't know. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the slow pace. Mm. Like everything's very slow. Yeah, you get to enjoy life.
Slower pace of life.
Try that in a small town.
Try that in a small town. Yeah. All right, so Morgan, what are your two so far?
Everything is cheap and slower pace.
All right, now you'll go first in round three.
Yeah.
What are you going to add to that?
Oh, man. I'm between two, and I just thought of one when you were talking about Friday Night Lights. I don't know if I want to do it or if I want to do...
Thursday night dark. Wednesday night sunrise.
No, I'll say after everybody's done.
Okay.
Small cafes and restaurants.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Small cafes.
Yeah.
Sounds like French.
Like the local spots.
Right.
There's not a lot of chains.
Like the Yum Yum Shop we used to have.
Yeah.
Okay, small cafes. Okay. Ray.
Call it corny, but everybody waves. In my neighborhood, if you don't wave, you're actually an outcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that, Ray.
Everybody waves.
How's it going, Randy? Hey, Mike. What? Hey, Tom.
No, you're waving, but you're saying
now,
hi.
Now you're just
that's
talking
totally
to people.
Different.
I know their names, too. Mm.
So far, I have church, community, and Friday Night Lights. I'm going to pick best thing about small towns is small schools because the classes aren't humongous and you can pretty much do anything and everything. So I'm going small schools.
Yeah, but then you run out of chicks to date.
That's true.
There are things called cars.
Yep, and you can go to the next small town and find a chick.
Or a big town nearby.
I'm just saying.
All right, next up, Lunchbox.
Oh, it's me now? Hang on, I don't know.
What does your little website say?
I'm looking for it right now.
Let's no look. City folk.
Well, there was one item on there, but I don't know if I should say that.
Then you shouldn't, probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's see. Quit looking at my list, Eddie. Get your own list.
Oh, I already have my answer.
Hey.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Is there a time limit?
Yeah.
Yes.
We need you to pick one, dude.
Okay. Helping hands. Everyone's there to help you.
What the?
Everybody's got your back. Everybody's got your back.
Good.
Everybody's got your back.
The term helping hands.
Everybody's got your back.
Do you want helping hands on there?
Yeah, what do you want your words to be? Because that's what we put up, people vote on.
Everybody has your back.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
Yeah, helping hands just felt funny.
Sorry, I didn't know how to.
Eddie.
Am I the last?
Yeah.
Man, I'm between two really good ones. Like two really, really good ones.
Then just say them.
So I have stargazing, because like that's great. When you're in a small town, you look up like, wow, you can see every single star in the sky. Love that. And then, which I think I'm going to go with, is the dances at the VFW.
Oh.
Those VFW dances, man. That's where it's at. What else are you going to do on the Friday night? Oh, there's a dance at the VFW with a band? Cool. Can't wait.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
What is VFW? Write that down.
It's the Veterans Foreign War. My grandma and I used to go, but never in our town. We used to go play bingo there. It's like a group of people that were in wars.
Yeah.
And so they have
and
they have
like a dance hall.
It's like Eddie's like the 20s.
No, he has competing things. He has the dance on Friday night or the bonfire party. So which one's better?
You can do both.
Depends what age you are.
You can go to the VFW dance and then the bonfire party afterwards.
Or you can pregame get drunk at the bonfire party. although it's a field party. Okay, so Eddie has dances at the VFW,
Woo!
Dirt roads, and bonfire parties.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lunchbox has less crime, nature, and everybody has your back.
Helping hands.
He chose
everybody.
Forgot
about the hunting and fishing, man. Yeah. Everybody's sleeping on that.
That's nature.
I know, but.
Yeah. Morgan has everything cheap, slower pace, and small cafes.
Ooh.
Ray has no traffic, shooting guns, and everybody waves. Quality. And I have church, community, Friday night lights, and small schools.
That's really good.
Go vote at BobbyBones.com. We don't put our names on them on the vote. And don't vote for just the top one, not the first round, because we all have different positions. Vote for the three together that you would pick. BobbyBones.com. We'll put it up there for a few hours. Thank you, guys. Good job, everybody.
I should have gone stargazing.
Yeah.
But that's, the term is not good.
What do you mean? That's what it's called when you look at stars.
Stargazing feels like you're looking through a telescope. I would say laying down in a field staring at stars.
In a truck
That's a really
bed.
Long answer, though. I don't know if it's
in
fit.
The truck bed on a dirt road.
Whatever you want to do. with whiskey.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. There you go.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Bobby won that draft. He got the votes, 1% more votes than I did, but he won. He has the belt on his desk, and Eddie lost, so he'll be sitting out for the next draft. He was not happy about that. But speaking of Eddie and Bobby... Bobby shared that he will pay the entire thing for Eddie to go to Turkey and get a hair transplant. Well, there were new developments. Not only do we have a decision, like a final decision from Eddie, no more back and forth, a final decision, and another offer came in. So you need to hear all this.
Number two.
We want to talk to Melissa before we get over to Eddie and see if he's going to take my offer to go to Turkey, the country. Melissa, so your son went to Turkey, the country, a month ago for a hair transplant. Is that true?
That's correct.
Can you tell me, Eddie's worried he's going to get killed over there. Yeah. Is he still alive? How's the hair transplant working? That kind of thing.
He's still alive. The hair transplant is going okay. Mm-hmm. He's doing great.
And
just okay.
Does this hair, well, is it still in the early stages? I don't, because I don't know what it looks like. Like you
the healing. It looks a little
swollen.
Bloody.
Yeah.
So what's he look like right now?
It's not swollen anymore. It looks good. It's actually to the stage where it's starting to fall now. It goes through, from what I understand, processes of falling out. I think it goes through 3 or 4 of those before you get to the full whatever
hair
where
growth.
You get.
Yeah, it's like a caterpillar butterfly, like 4 times.
Yeah.
Would you recommend Eddie do it?
Oh, yeah.
Look out. That's, she's so passionate.
I mean, and this is a mom.
Yeah, her mom, her son's doing great.
She let her
son
absolutely. Go, right. She's not going to put him in danger.
Melissa, thank you for calling.
He is 28 years old, and he is my heart.
Yeah.
And he went by himself.
Wow.
I was a nervous wreck for 4 days. but he was passionate about it.
As am I. Eddie's not, but I am for Eddie's head. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Amy, do you have the numbers?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I just wanted to know the final numbers because I said I would pay for it. Amy, I don't even know what to ask you. Just give me some data here.
Okay. So I researched the all-inclusive hair place. I'll call
it's
it
like,
the...
It's like sandals for hair.
Oh, I'm going to start calling it the HTTP, which is the hair transplant and turkey package.
Oh, that's cool.
For $3,500, Eddie's going to get a 5-star hotel, VIP transportation, and all these hair transplant things. Like, there's so many things. It's about 5,000 grafts, okay?
So this isn't the airfare. This is just the process of hair.
That is just the package.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, for the surgery. And then, if 2 people are flying... Flights range anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 for 2 flights. So let's take the average, $3,500. Okay. So you do $3,500 plus $3,500. We're looking at a $7,000 grand total.
For flights?
For everything.
$7,000.
Wait, you said airfare for 2 people. Oh, so that's combined.
Yeah, airfare for 2 people, $3,500.
That's all it is? Mm-hmm.
Meals too, right? We talked about meals.
Okay, you need a drip?
No drip. Just meals.
I think they feed you on the plane.
Well, not on the plane while I'm in Turkey,
I
man.
Mean, what? I didn't. Like, okay, yeah, get
okay,
a burger.
Sure. Yeah. Falafel. Have a turkey sandwich.
Right.
A giant turkey leg.
What an Instagram post that would be. A turkey.
You should just, when you're there, only eat turkey.
Just turkey.
So, could I get him and somebody there all gone for $10,000?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the food. Perfect.
No.
$3,000 for food?
$3,000 for food. But you're looking at $7,000-ish total. For Eddie and a partner.
Eddie, you get, and I know Amy read some of this off, but did you say multilingual medical advisors? Did you say that?
Well, I didn't go through the whole list. Okay, you do get that because obviously you want to be able to communicate with your doctors.
And aftercare products, 100% result guarantee. And if not, you just go back to the front office.
No, there's no going back.
In Turkey.
There's no going back.
Okay.
So,
how long am I out of commission here?
I asked Amy to find that too.
Well, you're there for 3 nights, the hotel. So if you talk like
you fly back.
2 days to get there.
So a week.
3-night stay at the 5-star hotel, and then you got to travel back.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Eddie, did you talk to your wife?
Talk to my wife.
What did she say?
She, from the very beginning, has loved the idea, right?
Of course. She'd like to run her hands through that hairy head.
She's like, of course. Like, why wouldn't I want hair on your head?
Going to get paid for.
I talked to my parents.
Why would you move to find a no? I feel like you're searching for a no.
I'm not searching for a no. I just want to make sure everyone in my family
you don't
signs
care if
off
your
on
parents
this.
Sign off on it. Go ahead.
It's like the lady that called, you know? She's concerned about her son.
Go ahead.
My parents.
Your son did what he wanted. He's 28.
My parents said I'd be an idiot not to do this.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
You're
my
smart.
Cousin texted me yesterday.
Okay, stop with that. Go on to my mailman. You're finding a no. I know it. Go ahead.
My cousin texted me yesterday and said, dude, I would love to do this. You should do it. Everyone I've talked to said you should do it. And then I said, the Middle East? And they said, yes, even the Middle East. So, Bones,
let's go. Yeah,
I know, like Amy said, this is a big deal for you to fork out $10,000 for me to have hair on my head.
Bobby, don't commit to the 10K. It's not going to be that much.
Oh, that's what we committed on.
Nope.
$10,000.
But it could be over that night. He has to pay the rest.
Hey, the drum roll guy's getting tired.
Oh, sorry. Ray's on drums back there. We can't use sound effects anymore, so Ray's on drums. So, Ah! Eddie, I'm going to count from 5 to 0. When I say 1, at the 0 point, I want you to say yes or no.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. Here's his answer. Ray, go hit it again. 5, 4, 3, 2. There's a update that I want to share that just came in.
Hold it. What's the update?
Wait, what?
What's the update?
What were you going to say?
No. What's the update?
What were you going to say?
Don't worry about it.
Is it going to the Turkish
what
doctors?
What were you going to say?
What do you mean?
I have an update, but what are you going to say? You can change your answer based on the update. Would you have said yes or no?
I was going to say yes.
Okay, so yes.
Wait, hold on. You ruined my moment. What's the update?
Maybe I haven't ruined your moment. Maybe I've made it better. So I got a message from one of my friends last night who I know him. I listened to his podcast. He's a pretty prominent guy. And he says, hey, I want to read this email here.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. What's happening? Hmm? Who is this? What do they say?
I'm not going to tell you his name yet, though. He says, I took a partnership role with 4 surgeons who are leading hair transplant surgeons in Northwest Arkansas. Long story short, I know you're doing this with Eddie. Our physician team is phenomenal. This is not a commercial. They're not paying us anything. We're not paying them. This is all a thing. He says, our physician team is phenomenal. I had the transplant myself. I'm not going to say his name. When I was still living in da-da-da, my results are amazing. Eddie needs to do it right. Dr. Ragland is the guy to do it. Let me know your thoughts.
What? In the U.S.
Wait,
of A?
But you're not paying for it if he doesn't go to Turkey.
No.
Well, hold on.
Amy, right? Please.
Right.
Do you not
we
want...
We said Turkey. Yeah.
He
said,
my head.
This is what he said. He said, complete honesty, the only reason I would go to Turkey if I was trying to go a more affordable route. Turkey's cheaper for sure. And
cheaper's not safer.
And it's safe too. He even said it was safe. He said, but Dr. Ragland is a top tier because he did him.
Dr. Ragland, that's what I'm talking about.
He said, let's fly him. Dude, you should see the picture of his head. Do you want to come see the picture of his head?
I do want Yep.
He said, let's fly him into XNA. We'll put him up at the Embassy Suites and fly him back to Nashville.
5-star.
No, this is before. Okay. This is after.
Wow. That's a lot of hair. Wow.
Eddie, listen to this. Dr. Ragland has always had a passion for serving the community and helping others feel their best.
So,
is this the same technique as the Turkish guys?
By the way, we can probably get Dr. Ragland on the phone.
Let's do it.
This came in late last night.
Oh my gosh, this is a lifesaver, dude. I almost just went to Turkey and died.
You still can.
No. I'd rather go to Arkansas.
But...
Wow.
But wait, you said you were paying if he went to Turkey because it's funny. Him just going to Arkansas, is it really that good of a bit?
Yes.
Man. I think Eddie getting a hair transplant surgery, which, by the way, who knew? I have other friends that are like, I got it. I just really don't talk about it a lot.
Dude, that's going to be me. I'm never talking about my balding days.
No, I don't think you should. It should be a thing. It should be a stigma. You'd be like, yeah, if somebody asks, I got a hair transplant. Who cares?
Oh, I tour the country speaking about hair?
No, I don't think you speak about it. But it's like, it doesn't matter. So there's an update here.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see if we can get the doctor on the phone.
Dude, wow, you saved me.
But I can probably not have to pay as much if I can go shoot content on it.
Okay, listen.
You're going to come with me, shoot content? Love it.
Somebody will. I'll send Reed or something.
Oh, come with me, man.
All right, that's all. We have to go. We'll come back. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, I'm looking at before and afters on their MD.
And Dr. Ragland looks legit. I'm looking at him right now. I want to be his friend.
It's mdhairlabs.com, and they have results, and there's before and afters of all
these
guys.
Are you sure that's the site?
Yes.
Will you scroll to the top, Mike?
Yeah, it's him.
I never met him.
Dude, this is amazing.
But my friend who I know and trust.
Wow.
Who I wanted to hire at one point, but he has a big job.
Really?
Wait,
yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that this was possible.
Amy wants one now. Okay, we have to go.
Wow.
Let's go.
We will come back in a second. I promise it was not a bit. It wasn't staged. Eddie didn't know that was going
to
happen.
Dude, I was on my way to Turkey.
He was going to say yes, though.
This is amazing.
Eddie was going to, yesterday he had his answer, and the answer was yes.
Yeah.
The answer was yes.
Hours of stressing, the answer was yes.
And I got a call last minute that was like, hey, hold off on Eddie for a second. Well, some people were actually very worried about you going to Turkey. And I would say 90% of the calls or messages I've gotten were like, he should go to Turkey. However, Kirsten's on the phone. Listen to this. Hey, Kirsten, so tell me about, what do you know about hair transplants in Turkey?
Okay, so I will start off by saying we do robotic hair restoration in Wisconsin, and we have pictures and horror stories. of people going to Turkey.
Oh, not of your own. Okay.
Oh, they come back to like you're like helping them.
Yeah. What happens? Because you know Eddie's so probably not going to go to Turkey now.
Yeah, they have really bad scarring. Some of the hair follicles don't take. You can't get help again.
Yeah.
From that doctor.
Hard to go back to the office because it's so far away.
Up here in Wisconsin, we have the newest, the best, the most advanced robotic hair restoration technology.
Now
and
like
we want to offer Eddie a deal that we would not offer anybody else.
Okay, well,
it's now
turned into a
bidding war of Eddie's hair follicles.
Okay, Ray, Kirsten, thank you. We're gonna keep our number. I definitely am not.
Man, a lot of deals coming in.
In a position to, now he's your agent.
It feels like he needs a business partner.
So one of my,
like, I may need to take over this.
One of my friends messaged me who had it done. He had it done himself, and he's now a partner at this, that they do this in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
He sent me pictures of his head. Do you see the pictures of his head?
No.
They look great, Amy. Sure.
So this is before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is after.
Oh, no
look
way.
At that.
Yeah.
That is a lot of hair.
And wow, so he's like, life-changing. He's like, send Eddie over.
I got a question.
If you
trust
want that.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. My business partner, my business agent has something to say.
Don't tell you, but from being in business with him, I would stop saying that because he's not in any way your business partner.
What's up, man? What are you saying?
Like, if Eddie does get a full head of hair, how long are we going to laugh at him because he looks so ridiculous?
What do you mean?
It's going to be awesome.
No, because so you're going to have to give up the hat game. Like, your hat game is out.
That's what he wants to do.
My first cut's
going to
be a mullet.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
Your first cut should be something simple.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, like, when you see someone, like, how do they get a new haircut? And you're like, oh, my.
Yeah, it'll be for a second.
It's going to look hilarious, right? For a minute.
Well, it's like me. I've grown my hair out, and it looks terrible. But it's hilarious when I just wear it in a headband. It looks terrible. My wife even told me last night, please cut your hair.
Dude, I cannot wait. But like, I've always wanted that. Remember that Peaky Blinders cut?
Okay, you have to stop about imagination cuts.
Always
in 3 months, though, after you get it and it grows back, it'll be normal the rest of your life.
Man, I can't wait.
So I think we're going to send Eddie to Arkansas if we can work it out. If not, you're still going to Turkey.
No, whoa.
Because you said yes. If we can't work this out in Arkansas, you're going to go to Turkey.
If we can work out Turkey, we can work out Arkansas.
That's not a saying.
It is mine. It's my slogan.
So that's the deal. He's going to hopefully get. But it's like I told him, it's not like a little spot.
What are you talking about?
It's like a full head transplant. It's like almost they need to chop off somebody's head and put it on there.
My head.
Yeah, now, do they shave the head that's on his hair or do they leave that there?
They shave the hair that's on his head.
Yes.
Like what little he has.
I don't know.
We can
probably get the doctor on the phone.
I don't have that little.
I don't know the doctor, but I think we can probably get him on the phone next week.
Because it feels like it'd be mismatched hair. Like you.
No, it's not. They obviously know what they're doing.
They take it from his butt and his front.
Well, no.
Back.
You can't do that.
It's really curly.
You're like, that looks weird.
Ew. Stop.
So that's where we are right now.
Wow.
We got to get the doctor. I don't even know if we can do the Arkansas one. I just had an email.
And plus, they do have to see what they're working with. Like, what if I'm too bald? And they're like, eesh, that's too much.
A listener posted a picture of you completely bald when Lunchbox shaved your head like 7 years ago.
I remember that.
You have a good shaved head.
Yeah. But I don't want to do that every day. You know, people, they have to shave their head every day. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so next week we'll try to figure it out. We'll ship Eddie off.
Wow.
See if we can get him some hair.
This is great.
And if not, we're going to Turkey.
Hey, and a lot of offers coming in.
If that doctor dies or the company goes bankrupt or Arkansas loses its ability to be a state, any of that happens, you're going to Turkey still.
Okay. I'll take that risk.
Maybe Ray can get the robot one. If he wants it.
We just spread everyone around. Scuba
Ray,
Steve goes somewhere
Ray's
else.
Ray's been going to a place to help him out.
Oh, yeah, just the PRP or something?
Yeah, he's got a ponytail yesterday. I saw it. It looked great.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
One of Bobby's favorite bands was in studio this week, the Red Clay Strays. I'm really glad he brought them in because I'd never heard of them before, and now I can't stop listening. They are so good. They're from Alabama. Not only did they talk about like how they formed as a band and where their name came from, but also, we heard like the success they've been having recently, and they had some amazing performances. I can't share them with you here, but after you listen to this interview, because this is the number one spot, you can go check out YouTube at Bobby Bones Show and watch their performances because they're so good. All right, y'all, here they are. Without further ado, the Red Clay Strays.
Number one, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
this is one of my favorite bands in existence right now. Their name is the Red Clay Strays. I found them on TikTok, and they're just awesome. I almost want to shut up just so they can come in. They're all from Alabama. They've been doing this for a while. They just played the Grand Ole Opry. They've been out with Dierks and Eric Church and L. King and All Crow Medicine Show, and they're awesome, and that's all I'll say. Here they are, the Red Clay Strays. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The Red Clay Strays.
Guys, I've been begging my producer to get you guys in here since Christmas, just about. Like, I've been a big fan for a long time, so this is super cool for me to have you guys. Brandon, good to meet you. You know, what's fun about you is you perform a lot of times dressed up, like in a sports coat, and it's like, I don't know how he does it. At some point, I think I would just get hot and, like, go to cut off. Like, is that part of, like, the vibe? Like, you want to, like, what's the look here?
No, I mean, sometimes if it does get hot, I do take the sports coat off.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, the dedication, though, to coming out and looking like you care. Because I just wouldn't care. I'd be on the road. I just wouldn't care. I'd be in a T-shirt. Yeah, I'd look like you. But he said that. I didn't say that. He pointed at himself.
What's
that?
You said when you look good, you feel good?
Yeah. Look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
When you play good, you make money.
Yeah.
Play good. Wow. Yeah, play good.
That's Deion Sanders
right
there.
Yeah.
You guys are an example that I use to a lot of my artist friends who go, you know, I don't want to get on social media because I don't want to be corny. There are two bands that I've seen really embrace not being corny and getting their message out, and it's you guys and Lake Street Dive, who you're both great musically. And you're not doing TikTok dances, and it's just organically you guys playing either live or sound check, or you're like, so was that part of the idea whenever you guys started to spread on social media, or did somebody else just go, you guys just play, we'll shoot it and put it up?
No, it's, it was actually our manager Cody's idea. My brother is the videographer, and he was looking for work at the time. I think he was jobbing for Uber, and it was actually Cody's idea to hire him to come along with us, and we took him along for the first time. On the road with us on the L. King tour last year, and then hired him on full time last April, and he's just been following us around with a camera, and he edits all the videos, and he pretty much took over our social media, and he posts everything, and
so he just does it. You guys don't even really know, but his style is like he's just gonna get you guys as raw as possible.
Yeah,
and he's never coming up to you, Brandon, going, okay, do a TikTok dance.
No,
go, yeah.
He just follows it. He just follows us around and captures the moment.
We just have to ignore him, and he.
Yeah, right.
Magic out of it.
It's hard. Is it hard to ignore him? He looks like he's got his arms crossed right now, meaning business.
It started off being super uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's like the Real World, the TV show. At first, the cameras are like, I don't know how to act. Then you just forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you guys notice an uptick in people going, wow, I saw you guys somewhere on social media, and I'm a huge fan, and your show started to fill up more and more?
Probably Well, we had a little jump when we did the live AF sessions with Western AF. And then I think Devil in My Ear popped off on TikTok. And then once that popped off, everybody caught on to Wondering Why, and then Wondering Why just ended up taking off.
The live session, I think that's what that was from, too, the Wondering Why. You guys like in a warehouse?
Yeah.
Is that, I'm thinking of the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Man, I think that was my exposure, the first exposure to you guys. And I was like, I love them. But I'm not going to tell them that because that'll be creepy, but I love them. So you guys from Alabama? Are all you guys from Alabama? Sevens is not? That's his name too, Sevens.
Yeah, spelled wrong, but it's Sevens.
What's the core? Who joined first? Like, who are the two people that were like, we need to get a band? Like, where did this start?
Well, we all started this as a five. Like, all five of us started this thing together.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so is anybody related?
Not in the band. Brandon, our videographer, is.
Yeah, the brother.
But me and Brandon played in another band. We did we were a local cover band, and Drew was the manager and booking agent.
You weren't good, or is it the cover band part you didn't
like? Well, me and Brandon were good,
but everybody.
Drew was the booking agent.
But... I felt that. Well, let's get a song here because I'm just such a big fan of the music. So, would you guys play No One Else Like Me? Like, I'm a big fan of that song. All right, here they are, Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Woo! Come on! Awesome. I think I peed a little. One of those moments. Holy crap. Red Clay Strays in studio. We're going to take a break. Come back in just a second. And I need water. I don't know if they do, but I need water. We will come back
in a
second here.
Body's vibrating
yes.
a little bit.
That's your own thing. Yeah. All right. Red Clay Stray is here. Bobby Bones Show. Be right back. Hey, Brandon, how'd you guys get your name? Like, where did it come from? What's the root?
Totally.
And did you go through other names?
Andrew's brother thought of the name, actually.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it at first, but we needed a name because we were playing as, I think, the Brandon Coleman Trio or something.
It was a bunch of different names.
But
that's how I felt about Bones.
When we come up with that one, we were like, well, it's catchy.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, I hated that name. That's not my real name. Bobby's my real name.
You telling me your last name's not Bones?
It is not. It is Bonez. It's Italian. Oh. No, it's not even that. But yeah, like I hate it. I sound like a freaking pirate. And then,
but pirates are cool.
Yeah, pirates are cool.
But back in the day, they weren't as cool, guys. Like right now, they're very, you know, very in vogue. But back then,
well, yeah, modern day.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't the case back then. Had a patch and everything. And are you guys? Do you guys tour? Do you stay on the road and like rock and roll tour, or do you do like what the country guys do, where it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home?
No, yeah, we pretty much stay gone. We're getting to the point now to where we can actually, when we have like 3 or 4 days off, we'll just fly home. Mm. But for the most part, it's just been, we've been going for a month or month and a half. And
yeah, that's rock tour right there.
Yeah.
You guys just ourselves too.
Stay on the
road. Now we have a first time in a Prevost. We got it back in September. So
is that a joke? I thought he was doing broom. No.
He's just being John.
Got it. What's that? You want to test something? Okay, cool. I don't know what's happening back there. The Red Clay Strays are here. They are from Mobile, Alabama. They're one of my favorite new bands. How long have you guys been together officially in this unit? Seven years. Overnight success, except it took almost 10 years to do it. Yeah. I mean, well, isn't that how it is? I mean, yeah. It feels like people are like, oh, this new band. And you're like, God damn, we've been at it for 7 years.
Yeah, we've been here this whole time.
And in the studio for 7 years. The whole time. Red Clay Strays are here. If you guys don't mind, if I can get one more, would you do Wondering Why?
Yeah.
Is that cool? All right, here they are. Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Crap. Okay, let me say this. You guys got to go to the show, and they're playing a bunch of cities the show's in. So March 7th in Fayetteville, Arkansas at JJ's Live, Bossier City, Biloxi, Gonzales, Louisiana. Go over to the website, redclaystrays.com, and follow them on social media and just become a fan like I have been. Massive fan, guys. It's been really cool for me. Sorry I had to wake up so early. I wish this was more of a night show, you know. But
that's okay. I didn't even go to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. But just for me, this has been really cool. What'd you think, Eddie?
I love it, dude. Right? I mean, that I love the style. I love the music's great. I can't wait to go to one of these shows. Like, I want to see this live. In the studio, there's a vibe.
Just did.
No, this is a different vibe. I want to see it in a bar.
They're not on a
this.
Screen right now. They're
you
literally.
Can pull some alcohol if you want a bar.
Yeah. Let's do it again. Amy.
Yeah, no, sold fan. Yeah,
like 10 a.m.
Yeah, I've never heard y'all before, so I'm really. I love like getting new music. I already texted a friend like, Google this now.
Well, I was hyping it too, and I was hoping it wasn't like a new movie when you're like, the movie's so good. And even if the movie's good, you're like, well, I had higher expectations because you told me it was so good.
No, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, see, you guys are. Old school, the movie.
Yeah.
Hyped and lived up to it. Boom. Red Clay Strays. Thank you, guys. Woo! Back in a minute.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all. That's it for me this weekend. It's been a blast hanging out with you, as always. But I hope you check out some more content, bobbybones.com. You can also follow the show on all the things at Bobby Bones Show. Be sure to engage with stuff. Like, if you're liking the content and hanging out with it, watching it, like it, comment, save it, share it with somebody, whatever you want to do. But that helps us out. Not in like a monetary way. It just helps us out for like engagement on the stuff. So be sure to do that for me, for the sake of the show, but for me also because I post them all up there. All right. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.